Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Asking about our friend LB, he's like, what is going on with him? I'm like, he's all right. He had surgery. He's on the mend.
Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hill Dog, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Nothing. I just confused on the millennial, the dates, the years. Because, like, I was born in 80, and it's only 1 year difference to 81. And I remember having call waiting, beepers when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. And I feel like the dates are wrong. Like, it should be, like, 86 to 98 or something like that, you know?
Well, I think it may be off a little bit. Certainly, the idea, I think, was to take those who had graduated during the millennial year, 2000, and post-millennial, not post-millennial, which means that you go for 6 months without a shower.
Yeah. Right.
If you're post-millennial. But if you're a post-millennial, then it was those who had graduated after high school in 2000. But it begins in 1981. If you were born in 1981, then you are a millennial. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm sure you've already thought about this, but I have a very funny task for the Millennial Olympics.
Yes.
With a tape recorder, ask them to try to tape record something.
We did think of getting somebody. I don't know how we do it because we're on the radio, but I wanted to try to get them to tape a song off the radio without getting the DJ's voice on it.
Oh,
okay.
That's a unicorn.
I wanted them to tape the song off the radio without hearing Johnny St. Dark's intro over the beginning. That's what I
That's what I wanted to try to get them to do, baby.
That's a tough one.
All right. It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI. HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Are you ready for the once written, not found sports? But so you did not find your pre-written sports report.
No.
Okay.
I'll go on the hunt after this this quickie.
All right. Well, let's see how this goes with our returned sports director, Lyndon Byers.
And now, LB.
No sidewinding, bushwhacking, hornswoggling, crocker crocker is going to roll away.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
McAvoy is back. He'll pull up, delay, dangle in. Through the slot, Domi with a shot, caught off. They score! On the rebound, out of midair, Jeff Petrie wins it in overtime.
Oh, come on! Bees lose to the Habs last night, And this is going to be a quickie. We've got to search for the sports for the second tilt. Philly's up next for the Bruins. Celtics got...
Score? What was the score last night?
3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Okay. Danielle, you were there.
I was.
Were you there for the whole game?
My rule on school nights with anyone that's coming with me is that we have to leave with 3 minutes left in play.
Okay, three minutes left in play.
But Kim insisted on seeing the end of the game because it was a tie and it went into OT and then we get stuck in traffic.
Wow, it was a great game. The Bruins completely outplayed them. They outshot them like 43-22 or something ridiculous.
How many ciders? Was it a 3 or 4 cider game or what were you?
No, it was a 1.5 cider game. I had terrible heartburn.
Oh,
and I
really?
Usually I have Tums with me, but I didn't bring a purse.
Oh.
So I had to suffer through it.
What do you have, the acid reflux or something? Mm-hmm. How old are you, 90? I mean, what is that?
Yeah.
I mean, get in there. I don't like to preach, but
yeah.
can I just tell you something?
No.
Maybe take a look at kind of what your diet habits
are.
Yeah,
I can't stop.
I mean, I've...
You can't
do
3 days a year of salads on Instagram and then give me diet advice.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I generally, in the morning, I have my... Teddy Smooth All Natural Peanut Butter with banana and flaxseed seeds.
Ding.
And then for lunch, I only have a salad. And for dinner, I might have a little, like a piece of boiled chicken or something. And no alcohol. You know, I've eliminated alcohol from my life.
I can't wait till February 1st. You are insufferable. You are literally insufferable.
If heartburn is really getting to you, you might want to give it a try.
Do you get frustrated that you haven't lost any weight?
I gotta tell you something.
Ooh, thing.
So I look pretty darn good. I put a shirt on today that I haven't been able to wear since 1992. Anyway, sorry.
Does it fit?
LB, what else sports-wise?
Celtics got banged up by the Nets. Here's Coach Stevens.
A lot of our story last year was we got behind, but we didn't get drubbed and get behind. And we were able to figure out a way to come back because of the way that our guys played that were on the court. I just told the team I really appreciate the way that those guys played in the fourth.
And before I get out of here, the big thing, we're all about it. Pats, Chiefs, Sunday, 6-ish. Out in Kansas City. And if you're a tennis fan, the Aussie Open is in round two play, and you can watch it right now on ESPN. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
That was the only sports minute that has been a minute because you didn't have some elaborate 12-page written thing that you couldn't read when you were doing the sports. That's all right. Well,
have a great day.
I mean, you glossed over the AFC championship game, but we are talking about temperatures at game time somewhere between 0 degrees and 10 degrees, maybe the coldest game ever at Arrowhead Stadium. And, of course, this game for Andy Reid, really what he needs to do to cement his legacy. I mean, the guy is, he would be considered an elite NFL head coach. However, he has not won the big game. I think he needs to win a Super Bowl in order to be a Hall of Fame, an NFL Hall of Fame coach. He got there with the Eagles, and of course we know what happened because they played the Patriots.
Right.
But I think that he needs to. I think he has got to win a Super Bowl, or at least even get there, in order to be considered an NFL Hall of Fame coach. So a lot on the line for Andy Reid.
You got it.
Another person who is probably suffering a bit of the acid reflux and ought to maybe give a little give a shot to the quinoa or whatever. Speaking of the Teddy Smooth, and that's not code, I did. You were mocking me on my breakfast choice the other day of the whole grain bread and the Teddy Smooth, all natural peanut butter and the banana. And you put that video up, and apparently I didn't know this, but that's a Massachusetts company.
Yes. Mm.
And those people listen to the show all the time, and they sent over a lifetime supply of a Teddy Smooth peanut butter.
That's cool.
Yes.
And they sent the rich guy peanut butter.
I would like to thank them for sending that over. And more importantly, I would like to thank them for listening to the show. Now, this texter says, Greg, you cannot even call Andy Reid an elite coach without a Super Bowl win. We can debate that forever, but
look, he's an above average coach. I don't think he's ever going to get to the Hall of Fame unless he bangs out a couple of Super Bowls.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think if he wins one, dude, he gets there.
He's with his fourth team?
Well, Eagles, Chiefs.
Green Bay.
Didn't
he coach in Green Bay? Wasn't he assistant coach in Green Bay?
Maybe. Yeah.
He's good, but he's not great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, certainly he, you know, he's going head to head with the greatest ever for round two.
Yeah.
And last time, I mean, if you think about last time, he had, timeout errors, clock management issues.
Ugly.
And so, I mean, I think he certainly would have to redeem himself on Saturday night were he to be given the opportunity to do so. All right. It is 7:09, and coming up in just a few moments, would you mind checking your vagina and telling me what time it is?
Oh.
Also, at 7:50, we are going to play our new game, R. Kelly Lyric or Not.
Ew.
R. Kelly has checked himself into the hospital this morning. He is suffering from severe panic attacks. You would be too if the authorities were closing in.
Mm-hmm.
And if people had figured out that every woman that is around you is being held as a prisoner, you'd be having panic attacks as well. But our new game, R. Kelly Lyric or Not, coming up at 7:50 this morning. You know, I always say this because I mean it. We have some marvelously witty listeners of this program who are texting in frequently with their comments. And during the break, I have to applaud this texter. This is the way it should be done.
Okay.
If you and I occasionally disagree when it comes to our politics, this is the way that it should be done. And this is the way the entire country should do it, with fun and with wit. And during the break, a texter texted in and said, Greg, how would you react if all of this had come out about R. Kelly after the president had appointed him as a Supreme Court justice? And that honestly is the way. And you know how I'd feel. You know. I think it's been made clear. I wouldn't care one bit. Right. That's the answer. All right. We are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. Coming up at 8:00. You can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463, and we will play your voicemail messages back and listen to them all together coming up in 40 minutes. This is Mark on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, kid. What's happening?
Hey, kid. Have you seen my sports?
God, anybody will do anything to get out of work.
Okay. I know. Isn't it amazing? I mean, the man hasn't worked in a month, and he writes his whole sports report out.
I've walked a mile in the last, like,
God bless
seven minutes trying to find the frickin' stuff.
Where would you have... I mean, what did you do? You arrived here this morning. You probably went to get something to eat that belonged to somebody else in the cafeteria fridge.
Of course.
And then you started to write your sports out on the ripped pieces of paper that you write it out on every day. And where could it possibly be? Is it possible that you didn't do it and you dreamed it or something like that?
The Mandela effect?
During the first break,
it's very, very strange.
Myself out.
Anyway, Mark, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what do you stand with people in crosswalks when they cut out in front of you, like a crosswalk, and they just a herd of them goes in front of them. They never thank, don't even look, and they give them the F you look.
Well,
do you deserve a wave or no?
So Danielle is one of these people who gets butt hurt when people don't thank her for courtesies. I don't let those kind of things get to me. Maybe I did when I was younger or something like that. But this happens at the when you're going into the convenience store or the coffee shop in the morning, and you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you, and people get very upset about that. Listen, if you're letting somebody go at the crosswalk, they probably feel like they have the right of way and they're entitled to go. So they don't owe you a wave, a simple wave or a thank you. Now, I always wave. If somebody gets the door for me, I always say thank you.
People can't see it when you wave, though.
And it's crosswalk after crosswalk, and they just don't even acknowledge your existence. You're like, I could drive over you now. I'm not going to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bud, just a quick heads up. Don't waste the energy. The energy that people waste on anxiety and expectations is just live your life. Who cares?
Yeah.
What do you care? You stop, you let them go by on the crosswalk, you open a door.
Yeah.
Who gives a hoot?
Save your energy for things like trying to find the sports report that you wrote an hour ago. All right. Let's see here. This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Phil?
Uh,
I don't know. I heard you guys talking on the radio. I think I might enter the Olympics if you still have a spot.
How old are you?
31.
31. I think you're at the upper end of the millennial spectrum, and we have we need a couple of younger millennials. We have mostly 23 to 27 year olds, and I think when you start to creep up into the 30 plus category, yeah, millennial wise, you may know some of the things that are going to occur millennial Olympics wise on this show on Friday. So, but you're certainly welcome to keep calling and keep trying or texting or whatever this morning. So on Friday's show, the millennial Olympics, there are several events. One is identify the ancient artifact from the 70s or 80s. Another is the Q&A, where we ask you to explain certain things or people or what have you. And then I think the third is going to be the physical challenge, technology-wise, of actually performing certain tasks involving technology, if you could call it that, from the ancient years of the 70s or the 80s. So, Millennial Olympics coming up on this show on Friday. Now, Danielle, real quick.
Yes.
I just want to give you a heads up. We are giving away tickets to go see Pop Evil at the Paradise on the 30th of this month.
Nice.
And you could win a VIP experience with the band. So keep listening for your chance to win. In fact, I think we have a pair of tickets to give away this morning, and maybe we will make those the prize for the R. Kelly Lyric or Not game that we're going to play in about 20 minutes or so.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. So listen for your chance to win tickets and to qualify for the grand prize package, which includes the opportunity to meet Pop Evil and a swag cycle from Swagtron.
Oh, sweet.
Okay?
That's just right up your alley. It's a bike, but yeah, it's electric, so you don't have to pedal.
Oh, the swag cycle.
Yeah, how cool is that?
I could add that to my intensive January workout routine. All right. Danielle, you were telling me that there is a woman in trouble for stealing from some expensive watches from a guy, and the way in which she was able to steal them has been done before, but it's not wildly common.
No, she kind of Captain Toppered the other women that have attempted this thievery.
Yes.
So
yes,
it happened in Miami. 29-year-old woman, smoke show, met a guy at a club.
Okay.
Goes back to his hotel with him.
Okay, do we know what hotel?
It didn't say.
Okay.
In the article that I
probably
I
some
saw.
Sort of a beachside rendezvous hotel, the Delano or something like that. Okay.
So she ran off with five Rolex watches that he owned worth over $100,000.
First of all, I love these guys who have to travel with, what is he, Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
He has to travel with his case of five Rolex watches.
Hey, there's complete, one for entertaining, one for business.
Yeah,
come on.
Complete hard-o.
One for driving.
All right, so he's got five Rolex watches in the room.
Yep.
She is, making eyes at him.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to the room.
Yep.
And he probably fell asleep post-coitus.
Of course. Yep.
And she steals all of the watches.
So when the police arrested her, they found one watch on her person. And they couldn't figure out what happened to the other four watches. So when they took her to jail, you could go through a metal detector.
Yeah.
And she kept beeping.
Oh, no.
And they couldn't figure out why. Uh-huh. So a cavity search produced the other four Rolexes from her love nest area.
She could get four of them in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is impressive.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wow. She got four. How many watches can you get in your vagina?
That's not it.
Four.
Yeah.
That's,
no.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wow.
Okay, wow.
That's
okay,
not a challenge
wow.
I want to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. So anyway, we've got some sound from her bond hearing where they talk about the discovery.
brought the defendant back to the room, went to use the bathroom, and when he came out, he noticed that his Crown Royal bag containing five high-luxury watches valued at $108,000 were missing. Questioned the defendant about the missing bag, and the defendant opened the hotel door and ran out. She was subsequently taken into custody, and in the course of taking the defendant into custody, when she was being processed, the watch was secreted in the vaginal area.
Oh. Wow.
Now, the rule on this, if you're a man... Just so you know, the rule on this is if she looks too hot to be having sex with you, she probably is, and she is going to rob you.
Well, okay, it was a rookie move by him, Hildog.
Falling asleep?
No.
When
you learn early. It's like when you wheel a stripper. What's the first thing you do? You put your wallet under the in between the mattresses. So that she, because if she tries to get it, you're going to wake up.
Yeah.
Like the dopes you know, get thieved because they leave their wallet on the side dresser deal.
Yeah. Well, if you're referring to your own personal experience, I think the key there is she would not be able to lift the mattress up with
exactly.
you on it without a crane.
This guy loved his timepieces. I kept them in a Crown Royal bag.
They come in very handy. Right? They don't scratch.
Okay. Oh, you didn't just throw them in there loose and just like, I'm going to throw a bag of watches in my suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably all fakes. I mean, who's got them in a Crown Royal bag?
Right.
I mean, who is this guy?
Bolex.
Yeah. Well, all right. So she is... I mean, this texter is asking a great question. Does he actually want the watches back, knowing where they've been?
Of course.
Are they water resistant? Can you scrub them?
Can you boil them?
Well, they are. They can go under water. That's the great thing about the Rolexes.
Obscure office reference on being too hot for someone. Dwight and Clark. When Dwight's girlfriend's father is trying to lease a tractor with him, and Clark says, they're trying to buy an auger with me. I don't even know what an auger is. These chicks are way out of our league.
All right, let's get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by...
The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Event. There's never been a better time to drive the vehicle of your dreams. Limited time offers available now at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit mbusa.com/CPO for inventory and offer details. Brought to you also by Recovery Centers of America, providing inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster, Massachusetts. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. I know that we love the local news reports when they do surface from time to time across the country.
Yes.
We have some sound from an unfortunate one where a local TV news reporter was attacked while she was doing a Facebook Live broadcast. There was a mass overdose this week in Chico, California. And Megan Mackey is with KRCR-TV. She was updating viewers outside the home on what was going on the other night, and a woman approached her off camera during the Facebook Live broadcast and starts berating her.
Really?
Telling her that she's disrespectful for being there. A lot of profanity. Huh. Tons of stuff going on.
Okay.
So the video is still online. We grabbed a little sound bite from it.
So I'm currently on Santina Court in Chico, and this is where the incident occurred at approximately 9 o'clock this morning. Now I'm going to walk you over to what is happening now, because I've actually learned some new information going on, so I'm going to take this.
This is disrespectful. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It's disrespectful. Get the here.
Get the Stop it. You see? News smoke, one of the most dangerous professions.
Yes.
And people think it's all Instagram selfies and dinners out with rich older men for the news smokes. It's not.
I know.
It is not. It's dangerous out there. Is she okay?
She's okay. She's
okay.
Going to be fine.
Good.
I'll tell you, let anybody touch Reyes or Thompson, they'll have us to deal with. How dare you?
Who's Thompson? Oh,
Katie.
Yeah. All right.
Did you forget a smoke?
There's 400 of them that are listening to the show because they find me irrestible. So I don't.
Oh, is that the reason?
I don't even remember. I don't even remember their names.
Oh,
they're just
they're
in and out. They come in and out.
Yeah.
All right. What else is in the news today?
I found the perfect event for Mike Hsu to attend It's not at the Villages. Okay. They're doing a flat earth cruise in 2020.
Wait, the flat earth people? The flat earth society?
The flat earthers.
Oh, they're doing a cruise. This is like, you know, they do the, like, the NSYNC cruise. Uh-huh. And the, of course, we all know about the Gronk boat.
Oh,
and
right.
The Gronk cruise.
I'm sure this is just as crazy.
Oh, are you kidding me? The flat earthers, when they go nuts. When they party, they party hard. What are they going to do? Are they going to... they're probably going to sail to the end of the earth and then fall off. That's their plan.
This cruise is over the edge, Greg.
Wait till they get out there and they just keep sailing around the world.
Right.
It's really going to ruin the whole thing. Oh. I mean, I feel like they're going to be disappointed when they don't fall off the Indian Ocean. Yeah. Are you still a flat earther?
I dabble, Greg.
Are you dabbling in it?
I listen to the theories. I don't dismiss them right away.
Yeah.
We're under some kind of microscope from a gigantic alien being, and I'm just trying to figure out where. That's all.
So, Cam and I had a great cruise with Kids on the Block.
With what?
We had a cruise.
You with trailed who? Off. It just it? Sounded like you had a cruise.
No, Kids on the Block.
The new Kids on the Block?
Is that...
No, the old Kids on the Block.
They've been out of the scene. They're multimillionaires. They're doing
They're still touring. They're coming here in June.
Yeah, they were on New Year's Eve, rocking New Year's Eve with what's his name there, Seacrest.
Huh? So I was on the boat with them.
Ripped.
Where were you guys?
Danny Wood is shredded.
Me and Cam, and a bunch of smoke show chicks.
Oh God.
I think I'm gonna save my money for the moon landing never happened cruise. I'd prefer to go on that one than to go on the Earth is flat cruise. I think I'd prefer that.
There are some former cruise ship captains that are saying these people are in for a great disappointment, given that all of the navigational equipment and charting maps are based on the Earth being round.
Being a globe. Yes.
All details. Huh. Who cares about details?
Whatever. Back schmacks, kid.
Yeah. Who cares about
so
that?
So there's a feel-good Kansas City Chiefs story in the news. I don't know if you're up to date with this, Greg, but with, of course...
I don't want any feel-good Kansas City Chiefs stories on this station.
Come on, just one.
Bestie has an AFC championship game to get ready for. I was just on Instagram, and Bestie has flown... to Anchorage, Alaska, to throw footballs in the sub-zero temperature this morning to be ready for. But, okay, what is the feel-good Kansas City Chiefs story?
There's a homeless man that's going to be attending the game on Sunday thanks to his help of a Kansas City player. Now, last weekend, offensive lineman Jeff Allen had posted on Twitter that his car got stuck when he was heading to Arrowhead to take on the Colts. And he said a quote-unquote nice guy named Dave, who didn't know that Jeff played for the Chiefs, helped get him back on the road. Now, evidently, this nice guy named Dave is Dave Cochran. He's homeless. He lives in his truck with his girlfriend and a dog. After the game, Jeff Allen asked his followers on Twitter to help track down the guy so he could reward him with tickets. Hundreds of people replied, of course, claiming to be Dave. Thousands retweeted it. And then on Sunday... he actually was able to find the real Dave. He gave him tickets to Sunday's game, and now he's going to be attending. And he's really excited for a chance to see Casey take on the Pats.
Well, I was driving down 40 Highway, and I seen a couple cars stuck. And I pulled one guy up out of there right before that, and I seen this other car just stuck on the side of the road. So I told him, I was like, we got to help him. After I get done helping him, he told me he's a Chiefs player. I didn't look at him as no Chiefs player. I just looked at him as a normal person, you know what I'm saying? And would hope that he would do the same for me as if I did for him. I am home. Yeah, that's my home. It's my home. It's my truck. That's a natural habit for me, is to help people. You know, and I don't expect nothing in return. It's like a dream come true, you know what I'm saying? I seen the message this morning, man, and I ain't gonna fake with y'all, man. Call me soft if you want to, homeboys, but I started bawling. I started bawling, for real, I did. And just know that he is a man of his word, and he actually reached out to contact me.
Well, you think you were crying then. Wait till the Patriots destroy your Chiefs in your own
you
stadium.
You are brutal.
What a cheap ass.
Is he going to be... hold on a second. What is it? What? Who's cheap?
The Kansas City Chiefs player.
Why?
The guy's homeless, living in his truck. Cough up $15,000, buy him a trailer and a trailer, put it in a trailer park.
Well, I mean...
guy's making millions of dollars. A trailer costs peanuts. like 25K, yeah. And the guy has a warm house to live in.
No. I mean, I feel like it was a nice thing he gave the guy.
Two tickets, great.
You're charity shaming, LB.
Gave the guy the tickets.
Whoa, two tickets. How many tickets, free tickets, does each player get?
Six. Because I know this because I am frequently begging Bubs to deliver the tickets. And out of the six, one goes to Frank, one goes to Mrs. Edelman, and then several others go to well-known model smoke shows. Yeah. And there's never a ticket left for Uncle Greg.
That's creepy. Yeah.
Guy could have stepped up and changed somebody's life.
Well, LB.
Oh, okay.
Well, what?
All right, two Captain tickets? Charity.
Well, not for nothing. So the guy lives out of his truck.
Okay.
Okay, so he probably panhandles for gas money and food, and he has to use all his savings to just drive to the stadium and sit there and watch the.
The guy seems pretty happy. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Dave sounds like he's pretty happy.
Yeah.
I saw the whole story.
Is he bringing the old lady to the game? Is he bringing her to the game, or is he bringing one of his friends?
He's bringing the dog.
That's what I want.
Hey, LB, you're always saying you never work a day in your life and you married a rich smoke show. Why don't you send him 15K to get a train?
Why don't you send the 15G?
We got his info here. We can track him down. Do you want me to
do that? You have his info? I'll send him $1,000 today.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
he does have a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So if you want to give me your credit card, we can go ahead and process it.
No, I'll bring in cash.
No, you can't do that with GoFundMe. You gotta.
No, give it to me, and then I'll put my credit card down.
I wouldn't trust her.
You'll probably lose it like your sports.
I'm still searching, kid.
For your purpose in life?
I just think that's weak. I mean, you know.
I'm guessing he didn't know until the guy got the tickets.
Right.
Because he only knew this guy from helping him get his car out of the snow.
Right.
And then he sent the tickets over, and this guy said, you know, I'm homeless.
So this week you'll probably try and hook
maybe
the guy out.
I don't know, but, you know, it was still a nice gesture.
Not really.
Hey, kid. Oh, I should have bought him a 74-room mansion. What a cheapskate.
Hey, here's a couple of tickets in the 300s.
Well, you don't know where the tickets are. Maybe he got him some nice seats.
Maybe he put him in a suite.
He's in the owner's box.
I mean, that'd be nice if he put him in a suite, got him his own suite.
He might be one of these. He might be one of these guys who he prefers to live in his truck.
Right,
I guess it's kind of like what he's done.
He's had a rough past. He's done a couple stints in prison. He's had some problems with addiction and whatnot. He's been clean for 3 months. In addition to the GoFundMe, there's a dentist that has stepped up to offer to give him dental care. A veterinarian has stepped up to care for the dog.
Right?
So I think he's going to be set up nicely.
Legit.
A lot of people are coming forward to help Dave Cochran.
Except for the multimillionaire NFL LB. Football player.
Show up with $1,000 cash tomorrow.
It takes a village, buddy.
Here's a couple of tickets. Here's a couple of tickets. You can't afford to buy a beer or a hot dog, but here's a couple of tickets.
Here's a text that says, did you hear how fast LB went from 15 grand to one?
Yeah, right.
right down from 15 grand to 1,000. I'll send him 100, kid.
I'll send him $1,000. Oh, well, how far is that going to get him?
Hold on a second. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, LB, and if you're going to send him the whopping $1,000, at least send a Patriots hat with it, will you?
Oh, sure. Oh. Done deal. Get him a jersey with his name on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to play our new game, R. Kelly lyric or not, and then we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. You still have time to leave a quick Hillmail voicemail message. The number is 617-779-5463. Well, as you know, if you listen to this show for any period of time over the last couple of weeks, I have been unable to wash the disgust off me after watching the documentary Surviving R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. In a moment, we are going to play our new game, R. Kelly lyric or not. It's very simple. I will share with you a song lyric, and you have to tell me whether or not it is an R. Kelly lyric. And we actually have to update the news on R. Kelly, which we will do in just a moment. First of all, just to get it out of the way, the weather for today, it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get to 35 for a high today. It is 21 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. There is some snow and ice in the forecast for late Thursday night into Friday morning.
Ouch.
So Friday morning's drive to work will probably blow. And then there is a big storm in the works for late Saturday night into Sunday. Now, I suppose the good news here is that, A, a lot of people probably don't have to work on Sunday. B, you'll be snowed in for the AFC Championship game, and that's not so bad. And then many of you may have Monday off for the holiday. So
it's great for the kids.
Yes.
You know, kids love the snow.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I was tubing last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you come on. I like to tube.
You were watching people tube.
We need the ski areas. They're doing okay. They can make the snow now because it's been cold enough. But it'd be nice to get some fresh packed powder or whatever it is that that they like, and it's good. You know, you want to get the listen. We got a month and a half. When we get to the end of, we really have 2 months of winter left.
Yeah, right.
So it's January 15th, middle of the month. For those of us who are doing dry January, it feels like January 76th. But it is. But it's January. It's January 15th. So we got till February 15th. By March 15th, everything's fine. We got 2 months left. So we know we're going to get some snow. We might as well deal with it.
You're off the sauce.
Yes.
Are you running to double dip?
I know that would be a foreign thing to you.
No, I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter. Whatever.
But yes, I am running. Listen, I did. I normally try to adjust my eating January 1 and see how long I can go.
Sure.
I give good in. Effort. I have no willpower. I'm on sauce. I don't mean the booze sauce. Yeah, I'm on the food sauce dippage. by February 1. But not only did I do that, but while you were gone, I also decided to try the dry January thing, which is a big thing started in England. And, you know, it's mostly about the calories. I will say this.
It's huge in Europe.
It's huge in Europe.
Are you going to be like Madonna and you're going to start speaking English?
No. But listen, I will say this. I'm not giving it up. However, I sleep even better than I slept before.
Nice.
I feel healthier. And the calories I ran both Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Two of the coldest days I have ever run in my short, brief career of running. So, all right. Call right now on the Framingham Ford studio line if you would like to play R. Kelly lyric or not. The number is 617-764-9223. Hold on. A brief comment from Brian on tubing last night. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Kid.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, it's good to have our favorite Las Vegas Thunder player back in the mold.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I have the jersey.
If anybody sees his sports, please let him know. He lost his sports report. But yes.
Hey, Sue.
Yeah.
You know how you go to Water Country or you go to the water park at Six Flags, and you're just about to get in the lazy river, and you kind of chuckle under your breath at the fat people who can't get out of the tube in the lazy river? There were a lot of chuckles last night when someone was snow tubing.
Hey, that's I am that person, sir. That's not funny.
I got to tell you, I did not go tubing. Everybody I work with did. I just watched. I was not willing to risk a severe ankle injury, part two. This texter says all I had to do was pull the cord on my new silver puffy jacket, and I would have been able to ride that down there, and I couldn't. All right. Here's a text that says, I cannot wait for next week when LB accidentally pulls out today's pre-written sports that he lost. And then rambles them off as the sports report for that morning. Yeah.
Yes, what?
It's probably going
to possible. It's completely possible.
Here's a 978 text that says, I am listening on the app from Disney World, and Dry January is officially ending today.
Nice.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you get, you know, I had no problem last night. So last night was the holiday party for the people who work at Battle Road. I had no problem. I had soda waters. They were drinking, you know, beers and wine. That's great.
Did you give them one drink ticket each?
Two drink tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Generous.
Actually, I think it was three.
Oh, cool.
And that's a legal thing, you know. I'd like to buy the whole, I'd like to pay the whole tab for
but
everybody.
You can't.
Of course, it's illegal.
It's illegal in Massachusetts,
you know, I'd love to.
Yeah, I mean,
I was standing there with my credit card. I'd like to pay for the whole thing, but, and then, I got a dinner. I have a dinner Thursday night, which I'm a little concerned about, with one of the benefactors of this program, our good friend, John Dooley of Echo Store.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dooley.
And our boss, Mark Hannon, which I feel like there may be some sort of temptation at that point to delve into. But listen, but I'm 15 days in. That's it.
One time. One time. Right.
No. Not one time.
You gotta have a cheat day.
No, LB. It's not one.
No, that's when you. It's like when you diet. If you just completely diet, you have to have a cheat day one day a week. So your metabolism keeps you losing weight.
LB has changed the AA motto from one day at a time to one cheat day at a time. That would be that's how he would change the Alcoholics Anonymous motto.
Speaking of phrases and mottos from LB and also AA, I went to a motivational seminar over the weekend, and the woman Janelle that was hosting it at one point said, she paused and then said, "Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I literally I like snickered out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law."